Hey there, it's Zillafag, and it is time to vote, people. If you've not registered to vote, I've made it easy for you. Just go to votemotherfucker.com. Get registered to vote. Find out where your voting location is. Just remember, votemotherfucker.com. I'd ask you to vote for that motherfucker, Obama, okay? So vote for Obama. Get registered at votemotherfucker.com.
That's good.
I make a point also that I think part of the reason this is going to get so rough in the next month, trying to get my hands around this thing, is that we live in the age of political strategists. We live in the age of the guys on the plane. We live in the age of the BlackBerry guy saying, let's get them this way, let's get them this way. It exists on both campaigns. The instinct, hey, we have nothing to do now but go to the juggler. I have the sense sometimes lately that these guys on the plane think history is their plaything. History is not their plaything. This is big. This is a nation having two ground wars and an economic recession. We hope just a mild recession. This is not a time for playfulness and mischief. It ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm Madge Weinstein. And I'm here in a live location with Helena Handbasket. She's a tranny. And you've seen her on that video where she plays Marie Antoinette. In fact, we're using that video on our next art show, the one I was telling you about. We're going to put it at the end. Because at the beginning, we're showing the fashion show that I told you about with the penises dangling. At the end, we're going to show your piece.
The whole thing?
No, just this, just a clip. Like for 3 seconds.
What do you want me to say? How fabulous I am. You can't throw that thing in my mouth.
Talk about what a dirty whore you are.
I'm a whore, but I'm not a dirty whore.
Well, I didn't mean it literally. I just meant it in terms of sheer quantity.
Really, I have to talk, like, into this?
Yeah, it helps. But did you watch the Sarah Palin debate? Helen is very opinionated when it comes to politics. In fact, she told me that I should cut off my friends who are Republicans.
Right.
I kind of agree.
Right. And if someone votes for McCain, they deserve to be isolated and have no friends.
And have their testicles cut off of their men, right?
And have their vaginas sewn up, never to be stimulated again.
We can try. It's just kind of, with all the crowd noise, it's a little directional. But we can just go like this.
So, did you see today when, did you see the clip of Sarah Palin talking about
Barack's
association with heirs?
I know, that is such a, yeah, that is so silly. Because, like, you know, and but Obama's already made a video about the Keating Five.
Right, he just came up with that today, is that right? Yeah, I think that's, you know, I think it's a positive thing because I think it's kind of confirmation that they're so desperate they really think they're losing the race.
And, right, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, but, oh, I know, Karl Rove predicted Obama's going to be the winner. Even.
No, Karl Rove was talking about how if things stood the way they are today with all of the electoral votes that he could win today, that we should expect some surprises. So, you know, that he's involved in the case.
Yeah, he's probably manipulating the situation.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where this heiress thing came from. I mean, they're literally, I mean, she's saying that he's running around and hanging out with this heirs guy.
Yeah, but she's a moron. And I mean, I think most people know it.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live skit? I was watching it yesterday and I thought that they couldn't possibly do anything interesting with the debate.
Right, I was wondering too. But it was good.
It was
especially at the beginning when she said, can I call you Joe? Because I got some zingers like, for you, and I need you to use
it. You know, I want to call you a Joe when I use my zingers.
But did you watch the whole Saturday Night Live or just that skit?
Just that skit.
Oh, because what I really liked is they had a they had this skit, like, from a, they pretended to be the Lawrence Welk show, you know, from a long time ago. And they had, like, the Zinger sisters or something. So they had four sisters, and they're each like, I'm Judy. And they turn around one by one and introduce themselves. I'm Margaret. I'm Sally. And the last one goes, and I'm Denise. And she has, like, this freaked out forehead up to here. And then she has baby hands. But they're actually, like, baby doll's hands, and she's waving them around. And they're like, I like to go to movies. She's like, I like to scrape dead cats off the road and boil them and eat them. And they're like,
I'm glad I didn't watch this.
Oh, it's fun.
I thought Queen Latifah was fantastic.
I was just reading an article about her that on one of the gay rags that they're bad because she's not out.
Well, how do you feel about that when celebrities don't think
I have mixed feelings because I think, of course, I don't really believe in outing, but when they're, like, really political, like in McCain's campaign, for example, then I do believe in outing. But with her, it's kind of a gray line because, like, I think she has a spokesmodel deal with CoverGirl.
Right.
And I know from what the people I know that CoverGirl would reject her in a second if she was out as a lesbian.
Absolutely.
So it kind of, you know, if she's doing it for personal reasons, because it's nobody's business, that's one thing. But if she's doing it just because of her career, I find that kind of offensive to the people that don't do that.
Really? I think, I don't know. I don't think that everyone should expect all the gay people, famous gay people of the world to come out. I guess I'm torn, too, but...
Well, I don't expect
because I would
to,
make those, decision those decisions based on my career. I mean, if I was a big movie star and I was, could possibly be closeted,
well, plus,
I wouldn't come out.
Well, I have my attitude personally is if I think somebody's gay and they say they're not, well, I have to take their word for it because who am I to know better than them?
Right, and you know what?
That's
really, I guess
that.
The older I get, the more I realize it really doesn't matter. If I either like them or I dislike them, and it's not based on their sexuality.
Well, but she has huge tits, and I'm a lesbian. Don't forget.
You know, I think she's a great woman. She was one of the very first celebrities that spoke out against the war.
Yeah. Was she?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
that. Howard Stern slammed her.
Really?
Because she was, I believe that was when Chicago came out, she was nominated for supporting actress. Did she win that year?
I don't think so.
Well, she was on the red carpet, and she flat out said she was against the war.
Why did Howard Stern say
that? Well, at the time, Howard Stern was for the war.
Howard Stern's a racist.
No, I think Howard Stern just doesn't give a shit about anybody.
Yeah.
Except himself.
But, you know, I think she will come out. They always do eventually. I mean, like... Clay Aiken and all that.
Well,
shit.
Clay Aiken.
And she, and because she is...
Clay Aiken, as they say.
I mean, I didn't know she spoke out against the war, but knowing that, it makes me certainly a lot less likely to want to out her. I mean, she's doing some stuff. She's being political.
Yeah, I mean, even when it took Rosie so long to come out, I was like, anyone with a brain can tell who's gay.
Did you see Rosie on Little Britain? You have to watch that fucking show. It's the funniest
stuff. She was on Little Britain.
They just started Little Britain, the American version, but
yeah,
it's still British.
Yeah, I didn't see it. What channel is that?
I guess it's on BBC, but I downloaded it from the internet. It's the funniest goddamn thing because they're like, she's like, Rosie was at an obesity clinic. You know, and she's like,
and she was? Like, it was actually Rosie?
Yeah, it was really her.
Good for her.
And the people, the woman leading the obesity clinic was the British character with a room full of Americans. She's like, you American girls, so... I can't remember what she said, but then Rosie goes, that's disgusting. And then the leader of the group said to Rosie, what could be more disgusting than eating another woman's pussy? So funny. You have to see it.
Oh my God.
It's hysterical.
And so is this on like an HBO or something?
I think it's just BBC America. I'm not sure. I always get it.
They can't say pussy on BBC America.
Man, maybe it was HBO. I really don't know.
Well, they do say some.
But you know, I loved Queen Latifah the most as a rapper. I really thought she was fucking great. And
yeah, I loved her
I
in the 90s. Yeah. But you know what? I think that I'm really impressed with the way she's evolved as
good
a performer. Yeah, I mean,
really
she's
good.
A great actress. Her singing, clearly, clearly, when she did that movie with Holly, what's her name?
What movie?
Holly. She won an Oscar for Piano.
Yeah. Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter. She did a movie with Holly Hunter where she played a jazz singer, and Holly Hunter's character's confidant. And she, you could tell that she was just venturing into singing, and her voice wasn't that strong, but as the years have gone on, she can actually sing. She's a good singer.
She started off singing. I mean, rap is still singing.
Well, she started out singing?
Well, rap.
Well, that's not singing.
But
it's like Kanye West. Did you hear his new song? It's really good. I don't care for rap in general, but it's interesting if you go to iTunes and read all of the reviews. Everyone who's a fan of Kanye's rapping hates the song.
I like rap a lot. I've always liked the genre.
You like the song. It's called Love Lockdown. It's very haunting. Okay. It's very repetitive, but for Alzheimer's patients like myself.
There's Tim. And we still have an order. I mean, what's her name? Well, we have to wrap up because Miss Thing's here. She doesn't like to be on the radio. Thanks for being on my show.
Just leave it on and don't tell
her. I'm not going to do that. She's a, you know.
Well, if she tells
she's
you
a hairdresser,
to turn, keep
for
it
God's
on.
Sake.
If she tells you to turn it off, and you can't hear her anyway. Hi. Hi, Tina, darling.
I'm not going to tape her without permission.
Tina?
I'm turning this off.
Can we keep it on? We're having a conversation. She doesn't care. She had a stroke.
We're talking about Queen Latifah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Do you think Queen Latifah should come out of the closet? Or you didn't know she was in?
I do think she should come out of the closet.
Why?
If she's, if she is indeed lesbian.
Do you think it's okay?
If she is indeed lesbian. Why?
Yeah. I think she should because people need to know that you're everywhere, and she's a high-profile, strong, accomplished black woman, and especially for the African-American community and youngsters who are black, they need role models, and she is a great role model for them, and if she's gay, then she should absolutely say, yes, I am.
Why
I'm a lesbian.
Do you think it's her? Seriously, you think?
Yes, I think it's all of our obligation to say I'm queer, and you can look up to me. And
I'm a lesbian, and my career suffers for it. You know, it's like, and I feel like other people should. Yeah. I mean, she's a spokesperson.
I think she should. I really think that it would ruin her career. I think all of those young kids. I mean, she appeals to more than just gay young black people.
Oh,
she appeals to. I would like...
What size?
Well, you know what? I'm going to school at Scramble.
Hold on.
And I want more coffee.
So I just... You know, I'm out as a lesbian. A lesbian. And I, you know, I'd like to sink my teeth into them big old titties. But I don't think... You know, she's a spokesperson for CoverGirl, right? Isn't she?
Yes.
Well, CoverGirl would throw her out in a minute if they knew she was a dyke, which for me is all the more reason why she should.
No.
But see, for me, that's all the more reason that she should come out, because that means that's not fair.
It's her personal decision. If she's happy and fulfilled and feels, you know, she's not cheating herself or her spirit of, acceptance and growth.
I think your opinion's valid. I'm not challenging. I'm just having a conversation. Whatever. My thought is, why isn't it a private matter? Why can't she just not come out if she chooses not to?
Maybe there's different parameters if you are a celebrity and out there, because it will affect. I mean, think about how many celebrities don't come out because of just that fact.
Right.
I guess it's different.
Like, should Tom Cruise come out? I say no, because we really don't want to be associated.
And plus, like, for him to be out, it wouldn't be like he's in the closet or something. It's just too weird.
I think it's really interesting that he married that girl, and then he dresses her. You know, he picks her hair. He picks out her outfits and does her hair. Now she looks like a lesbian.
I think you're right with with Queen Latifah.
What's her real name?
Dana. Dana something. It would greatly affect her.
Dana
Because
Owen.
Because the black cultures, so...
There's so much... I mean,
yes, it's really instilled in their culture, so I think it really would be detrimental to her.
But all the more reason to come out there.
Well, that's what I originally said, but I think...
So someone could set her on fire?
It's tough. It would be a tough predicament to be in. Some of us, there's no being in the closet. We're just too obvious. You know,
it's easier for us to make a decision about someone else's career and life when we're not famous.
We're not in it. Right, exactly.
Well, the company I work for had CoverGirl as a sponsor for all the podcasts. I used CoverGirl makeup, and I didn't.
You can have regular chicken.
Any what chicken?
Uh-oh, all hell's going to break.
Regular chicken's fine.
Just make sure it's dead, please.
I don't understand. Regular chicken instead of what?
Like just grilled chicken breast instead of actually they don't smoked chicken.
It's not the marinade.
We just don't have any of the smoked chicken right now.
Oh, that doesn't affect me, right?
You bring it over here.
Oh, well then regular chicken's fine.
What if you blow smoke on it? Does that make it smoked chicken?
Yes, absolutely, but it's different. Hickory smoke is different from nicotine smoked chicken. So, anyway.
So.
What did you think of the debate, Steve? I guess. Ludwig loves being on the radio, even though it's not really... Oh, so I wanted to finish this, though, but... So CoverGirl sponsor has like sort of a blanket sponsorship for the company I worked past tense for. And they sponsored they got it. And they they sponsored like this girl who does like a fitness show. And she doesn't even wear makeup. I wear CoverGirl makeup, number 110, every day I do the fucking, every day when I even hear.
You're promoting
right now.
That. You no longer wears CoverGirl.
No, but my point is that they won't sponsor me because I'm a lesbian. So... Obviously.
With a penis.
So I guess I just feel like I'm kind of ripped off because I'm out, so I suffer for it. But the point is, it just doesn't seem fair to me, that's all. Like, she stays in the closet so she gets a better career.
Her career is much more successful than yours.
Because
so she has more incentive.
But very,
for,
but very few. Well, but very few people.
Okay, so what if she was an average person? Do you think that everybody who's gay has an obligation to come out?
Hell yeah.
Why?
I know. I'm glad you're posing these questions.
Well, famous people don't have, legally, they don't have the same rights to privacy as we do. Right. So I think they should, yeah. I think everybody should. But it's hard to judge it because, well, some people, like kids will... Their parents will kick them out of the house.
Right.
You know, and I think that's a little different.
But, okay, I mean, no, it's not really. There are many adults around that are gay, that have a lot of parts.
I think it all has to do with the process of self-acceptance. If you're not admitting or claiming, or saying, yes, I'm gay, then you are, then there's something wrong with you. You know, if you're not... confirming the fact that you're homosexual.
Yeah, I actually agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
And doesn't that make you feel more sorry for them? I feel more sympathy toward them more than...
Well, there's a lot of... It depends on the age group, too. I mean, the younger people, it's a lot different than when we were young, when, our parents were younger. I mean, there's so much internalized homophobia in, people our age group and older.
Right, but it's also a cultural thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're just talking about the African American
It stems
community.
From our culture. And society. Right. That's why we have that internalized homophobia. Because if we don't come out, deep down, we believe that they're right and that there's something inherently wrong.
Well, I'm out.
I still
feel ashamed at times. I still feel sometimes I'm in places and I want to come off straight. It's this weird some thing in the back of my mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't.
Do you think he is a big piece? That man in the white under minibar? Or, see?
I mean, there's been all
right
that
here?
Fear and stuff.
Minibar. The white t-shirt.
You're a little baby. Cars.
No.
Now, how do you know? Now, Helena has x-ray vision, evidently. She always seems to know who has the big penises.
Some call it a sixth sense. I call it a dick sense.
Now, how can you tell with him?
He has small hands, and there's really not a lot of bunching in the groin area.
Uh-huh. Interesting. He's good looking, though. I mean, I'm a lesbian, but still, I can judge these things from afar.
Plus, she has a hole in her knees, which means she spends a lot of time
on her knees. True that. True.
So, what do you think of kayaking coming out? it was kind of anticlimactic.
Well, the thing is, it's like I get so sick of these celebrities coming out once they've already gotten fame. You know, it just doesn't seem fair.
Well, I mean, I thought the following week after that cover on People, they should have put a caption that said, "Yes, we knew," or "Yes, we know." I mean, like, everybody knew.
Yeah.
Or suspected that he was gay.
By the way, we have to boycott.
You know, I was really following.
We have to boycott Cold Stone Creamery because they're supporting Proposition 8 in California. They donated $100,000 to the people that are trying to ban gay marriage.
Are you kidding me?
No, Cold Stone, they're banned.
Fuck that.
Boycott.
Did you find this out?
I just read it this morning.
I heard they found rat droppings in their ice cream.
Yeah, they did.
Anyway, I heard they found.
I wonder if all the gay people that work at the one down the street on Allston know that.
Well, it's brand new news.
We're going to have to go there. Let's pick it outside Cold Stone.
Well, let me read it again before I...
Wait, it didn't say
that. Did you hear this story, though, when when Clay Aiken was suspected of being gay and it came out and he was being sued by some of his fans for false representation.
What? Right, false.
They were, yeah, they wanted their money back for the albums that they purchased because they thought that he was a good Christian straight boy. Yes, please. I'll take the whole pot.
Okay, here's the story. It says, this is from the Joe My God new blog, which I really like. JMG reader Chris B. in Phoenix tips us to the news that Cold Stone Creamery founders Donald and Susan Sutherland have donated $10,000 to Arizona's anti-gay marriage Proposition 102. You can find the Sutherland's donation on page 16, blah, blah, blah.
Do they still own it?
Well, hang on. The Tempe-based upscale ice cream chain has over 1,000 locations nationwide and merged with the Kahala Corporation, which has over a dozen fast food chains under its umbrella. It is unclear whether the Sutherlands still profit from Cold Stone. Can anybody clarify this? So it's not the tightest connection, but it's good enough for me. You don't like Cold Stone anyway, right?
Right, I never liked them. I like Windy City Sweets on Broadway in Chicago.
Yeah.
Because it's gay-owned and operated.
Isn't it? Well, no.
Well, they have straight people there. They're equal opportunity ice creamers.
I like looking at people there, but I don't really necessarily like the ice cream there so much.
The ice cream is fabulous. Shut up. They support the gay community.
This is great. This means they don't have to do a show, a real show.
I thought the debate was good.
Did you think she was good?
Like, well, no.
She looked great.
I thought she looked really good. I mean, there's no doubt. She's
I thought that she,
woman.
You know, it's...
But I thought she did okay, like, for her. I mean, the bar was lower.
Right.
But I thought she did pretty well, like, the first part, and then totally lost it. And, I mean, she says the same thing over and over again. So much is scripted, and there's really no substance behind what she's saying. It's really just... You can tell
Maverick.
That it's really, yes, the Maverick fan. And, I mean, really, ultimately, what I keep telling people, and we know what our answer is, of course, because, well, but, I mean, can you envision this woman as the president if she had to step in?
With the retarded baby and the first family portrait? Imagine if Putin looking at the first family with this retarded baby.
Leave the retarded baby alone.
Well, it's not.
Listen.
Just
and they named the retarded baby after a math class just to mock the kid.
You know what I found very interesting when you hear about people talking about her performance on that debate?
Yeah.
They keep referencing how folksy she is. Well, it's what the fuck kind of term is folksy?
Well,
to me, it's like
she's
white trash.
Well, somebody
and
said,
the way she's talking. Oh, yeah, and hey, and I'm like, that's like hillbilly, folksy, too.
Yeah.
Well, somebody made the argument that she's actually black because she doesn't put a G at the end of any of her words. She doesn't put consonants on the end of her words.
Leave the black people alone.
So it's like going, running, you know.
Oh, my God, I wish I had some quotes. I mean, but clearly,
she didn't
answer any of the fucking questions.
I mean, truly, anyone who really, really liked that performance,
Tina Fey.
You know what? She attracted the same people that were going to vote for them anyway. I don't think anybody who was on the fence or anybody independent or anybody who was would not be swayed by that.
Everyone who was depressed about her interviews that week prior were just energized.
To me, it sealed the fact.
She could string two words together. Oh my God, she won.
But see, the thing is that that someone's true capabilities and their substance show, or lack thereof, shows in a one-on-one interview or conversation.
Right.
Charlie Gibson.
Well, those are follow-up. What, when they have a follow-up.
Right. Katie Couric. I mean, you know, and she couldn't do that. I mean, it's really a lot easier for anyone who's into performing. It's much easier to be in front of a crowd than it is like one or two. It's way different.
Well, and I thought I felt a huge sigh of relief because to me it showed that she couldn't debate at all. To me, I mean, she just didn't even try to avoid the question. So it showed me, it's like, okay, we don't have to worry about her that much. Because
you mean address the question. She avoided questions.
Right, she didn't answer any of the questions.
Politicians often do that, but she was so transparent about it. The way she just said,
well, that's lack of experience. I mean, she's not a good bullshitter.
But, right,
I mean,
exactly. Right. But I don't think she's going to learn.
Do you think that Biden did well?
Yes.
I do too. He was president.
But I think
of course I'm biased, but honestly.
But he did not. I mean, seriously, going into this, they both had the potential of self-destruction because he also is a gaffe machine and he goes on and on and on and he'll make a great point and then he'll destroy himself in the second verse.
I thought he did really well.
No, he did incredibly well. Like, didn't you find it interesting because if he would have directed any criticism toward her, he would have been called a chauvinist.
Absolutely.
He
only slipped up one time and almost said that he started to call her Sarah and corrected himself and said
right.
He was
very respectful.
Well,
he didn't even speak to her. He spoke to me.
The whole I called him Joe thing, that whole setup, was for the Joe, the later Joe, say it ain't so Joe.
Well, how come he gets to call her, how come she gets to call him Joe and then he doesn't that
automatically... It was a setup.
Because
it was completely a setup.
Because
it was a trap.
Well, it was a bad
well
trap.
He was very wise, and he took it to the extreme, and he called her Governor Fuckface.
I think he said cunt liquor under his breath, though. Didn't he?
You think?
Cunt liquor, I heard it.
Well, that would be a compliment, wouldn't it?
It was on Crooks and Liars. I suppose. Well, that gay marriage thing was a fiasco for both of them.
I actually thought that he did well on that.
I thought he did really great.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, when he was asked the point blank question, do you support gay marriage, he had to say no.
But after he said no, he said, I don't really care what you call it as long as people get the same rights. He's like, call it marriage, call it...
Right, semantics,
But he didn't drill her enough because what she said was not the same as what he said by any means. Because he said equal rights, period. You know, equal rights, whatever the rights are, they're equal.
Right.
She said she wouldn't put any laws in that would punish gay people, basically.
Well, that
which
would
is very different.
Of course we don't want to prevent anybody.
Well, who said
anybody
they said the same? Who said
Biden
they were the
said
same?
That. He said he was equal rights before he could.
No. My question is, who said that their answers were the same?
Oh, he did, because he said, well, then we're on the same page, and I commend you for having that opinion. And then they moved on. And then Gwen Ifill says, well, since you both agree, I'm glad you agree on something, let's move on.
No, I thought that the last statement before, I'm glad you agree on something, is she was waffling around, and then she said, but what do you think, yes or no? She said no. I don't remember.
One point was, do you support gay marriage? And then they made another, because a couple people at my work thought that when she said, I agree with Joe Biden on the whole gay thing, they thought that she said she agreed with everything that he said. Now, I didn't take it to mean
that. No, not at all.
No.
I took it to mean I'm not in favor of gay marriage.
Right.
And that they said they agreed on. That's the only point that they agreed on. I mean... Sure, like she said, I wouldn't prevent somebody from going to see their partner in the hospital or however
she
said it.
But she didn't say she wouldn't prevent gay people from getting married. She clearly said she would.
Right.
And equal rights.
One man, one woman, she said it, you know, her
But he talked about equal benefits, equal rights under the law, according to the Constitution, which Obama believes.
He was
Obama
very
believes.
Firm about that.
But,
I was proud of
but
him.
She,
for, he
she
was really
not,
aggressive.
I thought
he
was very good. And, you know,
he said
whatever.
Absolutely.
Right, but
know,
after she made her thing, he made it seem like he was too much in agreement. He should have called her on the differences and said, well, I'm glad we agree on this particular thing.
I don't think it matters as long as they get in.
They just wanted the hell out
right,
of that
yeah.
issue.
I think, yeah.
But
I
know people that
they don't want to make too big of a deal out of it right now.
But I know people, gay people, that decided not to vote for Obama because of that debate. Only two.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of what debate?
What are their other options?
The Biden Palin?
Because
anybody who reads Obama's blog, I mean his website and all the gay stuff on, I mean anybody who reads that will know that he's in favor of civil unions. He's said it a million times.
Yeah.
Some people feel very strongly about it being labeled marriage. I personally don't.
You know
care.
What? It's semantics.
Right.
We know, I feel strongly about it too, but you know what?
It's kind of like, you know, you can use that water bubbler. You can.
Let's just get in there.
No.
And then
it's like
they want the word marriage. You know, I agree. Someday we'll get it, but it's like.
Well, no, I think.
Throw me a bone.
For me, it's like
you
I'm
know,
not going to.
It's like let's get the benefits, and then someday they'll say, "What's the big deal?"
And it's inevitable anyway. And
I mean, because, you know, straight people can get married in a court, and it's called marriage. What's the big fucking deal? It's not religious. And then they try to make the point that the word marriage is a religious term between... It's bullshit. It's right. a hypocrisy. That's my argument
well,
for
they
using
need to,
the word
The religion
for
part should be separate from... The marriage should be separate from the
religion. But it's not a religious experience. If you have to sign a fucking legal contract...
Yeah, I mean, technically...
Jesus Christ did that.
Yeah, technically, I mean, when heterosexuals get married in a court, it's a civil union.
Right, if you go to church and get married, you cannot, it's not legal if you don't go to the courthouse and get the proper paperwork.
Right, exactly.
Well, I think gays should have completely equal rights, including marriage. Whether if like I was telling Don the other day, like if there's a law that says all straight people have to have a turd shove up their ass once a year, then everybody should have to. It's just about equality. That's all.
I agree.
That's
with
a bad
you.
Analogy.
I agree with you.
But at the same time, I don't think we as gay people should be so selfish to only vote.
Right.
You know, when you have the country at stake, you can't just vote on your own issue.
Agenda.
It's just too
right.
selfish.
It's very important. But yeah. there is at this point,
you have to outweigh
at this stage of the game. You're right that we have to look at the big picture. I mean, to say that's the one reason. I agree. That's just to me the same thing as somebody who's voting on taxes.
Right.
They vote their pocketbook instead of their
it's
conscience.
Selfish. You're right.
Selfish.
It is. Yeah.
It's very selfish. Because I've had several clients and I know people that have told me, you know, well, I'm socially liberal, but I'm fiscally conservative. Well, you know, and I'm going to vote Republican because of my, I don't want my taxes
Which
to
is
go
extremely
up.
Short-sighted
it's
anyway.
Terrible.
Because your taxes may not go up, but your income will go down because you'll be fucking unemployed.
Exactly.
Or your investments will go in the toilet. Because, yeah.
Did you
my
watch
home
Omar
hurts.
Friday?
No. I
just watched it.
Was it good? What happened?
Yeah, it was good.
Alec Baldwin was on. And
one thing that report. I was a little now. What do you guys think? I don't like that he came down so hard on Barney Frank.
Oh, I do.
Barney's one of our.
No, he's right about that.
Yeah, but Barney's. A
I
good
missed
guy.
The boat. What did Frankie say?
Well, he was the head of the.
Well, the problem is, and I've looked into this
bailout.
The problem is the Democrats really. I've looked into it.
They took it in the ass on that one.
They really did a lot. I mean, the Clinton undoing the Glass-Steagall Act was huge when it comes to deregulation.
But did he? I
he
mean,
signed
the misconception
it.
Is that he did it. He signed it.
Well, he signed it, and he had good reason to at the time, and he can argue why he did it.
Right.
But the point is, you know, it's not just the Republicans are complicit. Now, I still blame the Republicans for this financial crisis because, you know, we've had 8 years to say, okay, well, that was a mistake, so let's remanage
well,
it.
Yeah, but they're all raking in the dough,
right.
So who the fuck's going to stop
but
that?
But
well, they're
think losing about, isn't it interesting that they're trying to pin the whole thing on the Democrats now because they've been in charge for 2 years?
Oh, but that's not working. That's not working.
It's just
not.
Bullshit.
That's just in their mind, and it's definitely not working. I mean, Obama's kicking ass.
I was very disappointed that they took the regulations out of this bill before they passed it.
I don't even know what they put in it.
They took the limit out on CEOs getting
paid. Yeah, but let me tell you what they put in there, which is great. I just read this morning. Insurers are now required, I don't know how this got into this bill, but insurers are now required to cover mental illness in the same way that they cover a physical illness, which is huge. And they put that in this bill.
Good, you're in good.
What does that have to do with the bailout?
Well, what is all the pork? You know, it's another.
Well,
who
that's
knows?
Another thing.
I think that's how they got people to vote for it. Okay, I'm pressing stop.
Any hot sauce or ketchup, please?
Ketchup would be.
Our food's here, so I'm pressing stop.
Sisters do as sisters should. We're all together sisters.
I'm Janice.
I'm Holly.
I'm Nora.
And I'm Denise.
Sisters always stick together, even when they
husband, with my fiance,
with my by myself.
Even though we're a lot alike, we enjoy different things.
I like waterfalls.
I like butterflies.
I like breaking bowls.
I like chasing cars.
We've enjoyed our time with you, but now we have to run.
Good night.
A sweet dream.
Sleep tight.
I found a dead cat on the side of the road, so I took it home and put some honey on it, and I cooked it, and then I ate it. Is that bad?
Thank you. Wonderful. Was her forehead really big, or was I looking through a couple of bubbles?
Please treat them kindly, but firmly. Treat them with respect.